There's a woman who's watching the sun today. And she thinks it's not made of the stuff they say. All the men think the earth and sun are the same. But if that's the case, why aren't we all aflame? She has stood here before, determined to explain, sorting out the fantastic from the mere mundane. And she never got credit for her giant brain. So now I get to tell you of Cecilia Payne. There's a woman who's watching the sun today.
That's my
She could not go to college, her mom wouldn't pay.
That's my stars up there.
Earned a scholarship, Cambridge University.
That's my stars up there.
But because she's a girl, they gave her no degree.
That's my stars up there.
She moved to the U.S. like it was foreordained. At Harvard, then Radcliffe, learning while she trained. On her wall, an astronomy degree is framed, and the name on the sheepskin is Cecilia Payne. She discovered the most abundant element.
That's my stars up there.
In the whole of the universe was hydrogen.
That's my
Russell said, don't you publish, save your work.
That's my stars up there.
4 years later, he took the credit, what a jerk.
That's my stars up there.
She has endless hypotheses to entertain. All the stuff of the universe, complex and plain. She is bridging the sacred and the most profane. And she's known the world over. Cecilia Payne studied stars of high luminosity, named an officer of the university, the Phillips Professor of Astronomy, turned named Academy Fellow in 1943. She's the reason we understand variable stars.
That's my stars up there.
She broke through the glass ceiling, now her ceiling's ours.
That's my stars up there.
There's a woman who's watching the sky today. Who knows what she'll discover in the nebulae? She has stood here before, determined to explain all the stuff of the universe, complex and plain. She deserves all the credit for her giant brain, and she'll go down in history as Cecilia Payne. Cecilia Payne. Cecilia Payne. Cecilia Payne. She will always